I want a little computer.
I really don't understand that.
I just hate a big computer. Don't you get it?
I don't know who you're trying to sound like, but that guy's a jerk.
Like, I would understand it if...
Hello, and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the DL Gaming Podcast. Full crew back, reunited. Chad.
Hey.
Chi.
Hi, guys.
Emilio.
Hello.
And myself, Bobby. What's going on, guys?
Not a whole lot.
I am feeling great.
Yeah. Middle of the day. No drinking involved. We might get through the full episode.
Dr. Pepper, water, and milk.
Yep.
And she just came back from vacation, right?
Yeah, I just came back. And I was going to say Bobby was photosynthesizing over there or something. I don't ever see him drink anything.
No, he doesn't drink.
Yeah.
No. I like that you guys think it's some sort of achievement that you're not drinking during the day.
I know, though. It is. It's a Sunday with no fun day. Right. This is an achievement.
The sun is up. I'm sober. Weird.
Yeah.
And yeah, as Emilio was saying, I am back from vacation. Had a wonderful romantic getaway at Lake Tahoe. Did some snowboarding. It was awesome.
It's beautiful up there, right?
Yeah. Missed out on some gaming, so hopefully I can get some good stuff in, especially since
whenever
it's
I take
be a
an
good
extended
month.
Duration away from my, gaming or my computer, I come back and I'm like, holy shit, my mouse is so sensitive. Like, I just flick it and it's on the other side of the screen.
Nice.
Yes. I've used your computer and it is very sensitive.
Yeah. All right. So let's plug the email? Question
mark?
Yeah.
So first off, Patreon. Thank you, Emo Killer, Recycled, and Andy.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Make sure
to hit me up with your addresses and size. That's Emilio at dlgaming.net. Shirts are going to go out this week, so I want to try to get them all done together. So if you've been skipping on this, now is the time, guys. Not that I won't send it later, but it's probably going to be another 3 weeks before I get the gumption to do it. So now is the time. Now, is that about it?
No, related to the Patreon, we bought something recently from the Patreon money, and you'll be able to see it if you are on our Instagram, but it's basically we were missing a chair, so we were making do with a shitty little piano bench, and so now we got a fully comfy chair that Emilio's sitting in this week.
Yeah, I don't know if breaking we had, it in, actually.
Just I don't know if we had to blow the whole fucking whole thing on a gold-plated chair, guys.
Yeah, seriously. And it's not even that comfortable, but, you know, whatever. So we got a chair. We're happy. We don't know what we're doing next, but...
I'm trying not to fart in it.
Yeah, which he'll fail. Don't worry about it.
So last week, Chad had a suggestion just to see what you guys hate the most about the podcast and see if we can edit that out.
Luckily, there wasn't a whole lot of people that said anything, so I'm going to view that as... Everybody likes what we talk about or doesn't hate it enough that they were going to get on Discord to talk about it.
Yeah, most people didn't even vote.
Kind of nervous to see the results. So
there's only a few votes, really. There's one for Binding of Isaac, one for...
pretty much all the things we said.
Yeah,
one for mobile.
Yeah, one for HOTS, one for like everything.
Yeah.
The only one that got two was Overwatch.
Oh.
But we can't not talk about Overwatch. It's a huge part of PC gaming right now, but we can dial it back a bit. Or we are going to cover the new heroes.
We already kind of have dialed
the masses
back.
Have spoken. Two people cry.
Yeah, tough luck, guys. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, so, well, I view that as a good thing, that nobody hates us enough to say, please stop talking about that.
Yeah, that could have got real bad real quick.
It could have. But, you know...
Nobody said Mexicans. I was like, wow.
If you don't take any risks, you never
keep
get ahead.
The racial jokes in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they love that shit.
Yeah, they do.
That's what they're here for. All right. So let's talk about On the Radar coming up. Torment Tides of Numenera.
Yeah, that one's already out, I believe. Getting really good reviews. If you guys don't remember, this is the spiritual successor to Planescape Torment. And it was one of the first... Kickstarter games that kind of blew up, like made millions of dollars off Kickstarter. And so people have been tracking this one for a while. And it looks like for the most part, it's getting good reviews. So Anybody interested in picking this up, playing this?
I believe it's super text heavy and story driven. So
this is isometric, right? Is this?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
I, you know what it reminds me of is that D&D game that came out last year. Shit. You bought it for me. It was a single-player game.
Pillars of Eternity. Of Eternity.
I think it's probably very, very similar to that.
Yeah, I gotcha. This one takes place in kind of futuristic or, like, it seems more...
I think it's another planet altogether.
It's more sci-fi than just, like, elves and goblins and all.
For $45, I think I'll wait and see how this one plays out.
Yeah.
It's very RPG-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, a lot of reading. From what I heard, though, of somebody talking, the story actually sounds awesome. I guess some ruler rules the world, and you're his right-hand man. And he sends you out to go, like, squash rebellions and shit.
And you're basically a bad dude. This. Hmm.
But this is different than Tyranny, right? Tyranny was a different one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless I'm mistaken.
Tyranny
my game's
had
up.
Kind of a similar plot.
Is it decision-making heavy? Where?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So, I don't know. If you played it, get back to us. Let us know what you think. Because all we have to go off of is the Steam reviews. Another one that thanks to Beirut for letting us know about Nier Automata. Why can I not say that?
Automata.
Automata.
Yeah.
Automata.
Nier Automata. It's a.
You got to read it with, like, you know,
Nier
Asian
Automata.
Yeah, there you go.
It is a single player action RPG, very anime style. Looks pretty awesome. I think I gravitated towards this because I haven't played an action RPG in a long time, and this looks pretty sweet. But it's $60 because it's a PlayStation title, so
I don't believe it's. I think the original Nier was actually an Xbox exclusive, if I remember correctly.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Cool. Check
but
it
as
out.
We
it
as we said,
cool.
It's single player only, and very kind of anime looking. Kind of futuristic. I think it deals with you're all cyborgs or androids, and so I think it's kind of like a fully computerized or cybernetic world or something, and I don't think there's humans or something like that.
It's looking to me like Devil May Cry with RPG elements,
yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Or something like Dot Hack. Have you guys ever played that?
I've never played that. Isn't that
a little bit
MMO?
More mobility? It was a PlayStation 2 MMO from... a long time ago, but it has that futuristic, very
wasn't
anime.
Wasn't it like originally an anime? It was an anime and then it was an MMO or something like that? I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't know the rotation of what it is. I just know it's a single-player game based on an MMO.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. Hmm.
So you were basically playing an MMO, but it was a single-player game. Hmm.
And I was correct.
What?
About my premise before we started the podcast on Nier. By the way,
Chad just doesn't let us talk before the podcast. He's a Nazi.
I firmly really believe we should just come in here, plug our headphones in, and just start talking. And
hi, Bobby. How's it going? Hey, shut the fuck up, guys. Yeah. That's how
he goes like full hallway hallway monitor in it.
Because it's important. Like one of the things I want is honest reactions, and you can never get an honest reaction the second time. We're not good enough actors. Like if we were, we'd be getting paid a lot of money.
I pretend to like you all the time.
I know that's true.
So the big story this week is GDC happened. There were some awards. I guess they're doing. Have they always done awards? I feel like we've never covered GDC awards before.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about GDC before.
But
well, yeah, GDC, but awards. Can you click on that link, Bobby, so we can quickly go over the winners?
The winners
and
of the
GDC stands for
Game Developers Conference.
Oh, yep.
So this is more of a technical side on gaming, like an E3 or whatever is more towards the publishing, the consumers, and this is more towards the back end. This is like the developers getting together, learning about creating the games and stuff like that.
Can you go down, Bobby?
Yep. Bobby, back me up if I'm off base here.
So Game of the Year went to Overwatch, just like we did. So I think they followed our suit. They wanted to make sure that they weren't going to make a mistake, so they went with the DL Gaming stamp of approval. Best audio went to Inside. I can't really
fault that. That was good.
I just don't remember the audio standing out, but I can't disagree either. Best debut went to Firewatch for Campo Santo. I guess that's a new team, but it's made out of people from other teams, right?
I mean, they all are generally.
Yeah, I guess so. Best design went to Overwatch. I tend to agree. Best mobile went to Pokemon Go. That was a cultural phenomenon.
For about a month.
Innovation Award went to No Man's Sky, and I think that was brave of them to put that on there. But it's also accurate, I think. Like, it was probably the biggest innovation, right?
The Witness was also nominated, which was really innovative, I thought. Inside is kind of successor to Limbo.
It's too Limbo-like to be innovative.
Yeah.
Let's see. Best Narrative went to...
Are we going through all these? Because there's a lot.
Firewatch. Best Technology.
They have a lot of categories. This does seem familiar. I think we talked about this last year. These are the awards that nobody really pays much attention to, at least from a consumer standpoint.
And because GDC, like consumers don't... I didn't even know about GDC until I got into the business and started hearing about it. Mm. So, cool.
The Audience Award went to Battlefield 1.
Yeah, something.
Do you agree with that?
It's a great game.
They just had a free weekend, too.
Add that to the notes because I actually played a little bit. So if you want to hear that,
can't wait
to hear.
First
time playing, or
yeah, first time.
Okay, yeah,
but
let's
get through GDC first, and we'll talk there.
Okay, so price cuts came to the Oculus Rift. It's $100 off the headset and $100 off the controller, so you get the whole thing for $600.
Not bad.
Which is how much less than Vive?
Vive is $800. Is that correct?
There's a $900.
It used to be $900. I think they lowered their price as well. Let's see.
Okay. So $200 less than Vive, but I think generally people think that Vive's a little bit better right now.
Well, the Vive is a stand-up machine where you can stand up or sit down and play. And Oculus, my understanding is it's only a sit-down.
Yeah, they have that.
I was wondering why in commercials nobody was standing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's TV commercials?
It's a seated experience. Yeah, there's Oculus commercials.
They plan to be, go towards Vive controls, but that's later down the line, and of course you're going to have to pay for that. Is there no price?
You have to go through all these things. I'll get it eventually.
A couple more things were announced. For $99 for the Vive, you can get a tracker, and I kept reading and reading and trying to find out what it is. It's basically... It's kind of like when people do motion capture and they put those little balls on them. That's what they are. So you can put that on your torso. So Vive knows where your torso is.
Oh, nice.
Or you could put it on a baseball bat for a baseball game. Or basically you can turn anything into peripheral. So right now it seems like
it's cool.
The consumers can't get it right now. So it's just going out to developers. That's why it's at the game developers conference. But how sweet is that, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
That is nice.
The other thing is an audio strap. So currently you have to use your own headphones with the Vive. Now they're coming out with their own things that are probably, going to fit it a lot better. Because altogether it's so clunky. Like when you wear your own headphones, which aren't designed with the Vive, hopefully it's quality product. So I'm sure they're going to be... $99 is not bad for headphones, even though they're going to be a secondary headphone.
Yeah, it depends on the quality of the headphones because... $100 could be real cheap if they're doing 7.1s or 5.1s, but it could be expensive if it's doing something else.
And I'm really glad that they're supporting the first generation as opposed to coming out with a 2.0 and just screwing everybody, I think it's really cool that they're just adding things on.
Yeah.
Like that wireless, but that wasn't there. It's definitely probably another year away to make it wireless, which needs to happen. Maybe LG is going to do it. LG is coming out with their own headset to compete with the Vive.
LG? Why are you doing this?
Because Vive is selling way more units than they thought they were. So there's room for it. Yeah, there's a market.
Yeah, they could probably
sell
some. And I think we were a little skeptical when HTC entered the market too, and we were like, well, I mean, Oculus is kind of the established VR experience, even though they were at the DK1 or 2 at that point. And then it turns out that the Vive is probably the better experience.
Yeah, but. Okay, so Oculus was like, we're going to do VR. Then HTC said, hey, we're going to do VR, but we're going to do it better. We're going to make it so you can move around in it. Now, what's LG doing?
Well, they can take all these things that are coming out. They can, right out the gate, have all these things ready to go. They can learn off of what the other two...
But we got to talk platforms, because there is an Oculus platform and a Vive platform.
It uses the Vive platform.
Okay, so it's basically a Vive clone. They're just trying to... Okay. Okay, that makes more sense then.
Yeah. Bobby, you want to cover the next one?
The GTX 1080 Ti finally announced. GeForce or NVIDIA, they had a countdown on their webpage for the longest time, and we all kind of knew what it was about because they had highlighted the Ti in it. This is the card that I was going to upgrade from my 980 Ti until that thing died on me, and then I got the 1080. So you can look at the specs online. There aren't any benchmarks as of this point, but we can just assume that it's going to outperform all the other cards. It's going to be the new flagship card. It is using the Pascal architecture just like the 1080 is, and it's going to have 11 gigs of RAM instead of 8 gigs that the 1080 does. So, I mean, it's a newer, better, faster card. It's going to be $700. Now, the important thing here that I think is they've lowered the price of the 1080 to $500, which is a pretty damn good deal in my opinion.
How much longer after you bought it, yours? Probably like 4 or 5 months, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking I may have been able to, if I had registered it, I may have been able to trade it in.
And get credit or something?
It's possible. We got someone in chat saying, Derp6 saying that it is 35% faster than a 1080, not faster than a Titan. It's very difficult to compare the Titan to this, but
no, they said that it is. Well, NVIDIA said that it is. It's faster than the Titan X. Or Titan, yeah,
so,
Titan X.
So as a
which is a $1,000 card.
As a GPU layperson, what does the Ti mean?
I don't know. It's just the better version.
It's just their flagship version.
Yeah.
If you buy this card, you're good for like 5 years, right?
I mean, possibly if it doesn't die on you, but you'd be good for 5 years probably on a 1080 or even a 980. There's really not much of a demand for high end graphics, I feel, right now. Maybe when VR and like 4K become more natural, but
yeah.
For me personally, I mean, I'm running two monitors. One's a 1440p. I don't have any trouble with any games, so I don't know. I'm not totally sold on it yet as of this point. Usually I buy these like a little further down the line. I'm sure it'll have NVIDIA's new the new cooling system that you can get from
what's EVGA. That called?
We covered it like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I forget.
So yeah, that'll be nice. But
so basically
it's the new card, you know, it's the new flagship that's out there.
The biggest draw of the new that comes out is that it pushes the cost of the second generation's down, right?
Yeah,
like that's the real advantage.
Market.
That and VR and 4K.
Yeah.
I think.
Now the 35% increase. I don't know. I looked around for benchmarks, but I wasn't able to find anything in my short research. But every time these cards come out, like NVIDIA will come out with their own benchmarks and be like, "Well, look at these performance gains." And it's like you got to take that with a grain of salt because it's the company that's selling the product, giving you the benchmarks. So you know that they're going to be kind of skewed in their favor a little bit. But they are usually fairly accurate.
And they're not going to start selling the 1080 like 1080, 35% slower than the 1080.
The exact same thing. We'll talk about it later in hardware, but the exact same thing happened with AMD and they're releasing their new CPU processors. They had all these exhibits and everything, and they were showing all these performance increases and all that stuff. But it was AMD presenting this information. And then when the true benchmarks come out, I personally go to PC Perspective. I like their site. That's where I get most of my benchmarks. Tom's Hardware has some good write-ups.
I'm sorry, PC Perspective?
PC Perspective, yeah.
Okay.
The website is PC Per, and I listen to a podcast by these guys, and they always say it in the podcast. And for like a year and a half, I thought it was PC Pro. And then I finally figured out it was PC Per, like as in PC Perspective.
But gotcha.
Yeah, PCPer.com, good site.
So is that kind of overtaken Tom's Hardware as the go-to place for hardware, or is it you use them interchangeably?
I don't know. It depends on who you are. I like Tom's Hardware because they just kind of have like a summary of all the big hardware news there.
Yeah, for sure.
PC Perspective is where I like to read a lot of my articles, though. And these are like, I mean, you got to really be into hardware because it'll be like 11-page article, like a whole write-up, and then all the benchmarks and all the graphs and like everything explaining everything. They get into it.
Cool.
And finally, the little crazy thing that happened. Remember, we covered this with Tiny Build and their game Punch Club, and how like
Punch Club.
About 100,000 keys were sold without their permission or whatever.
And gotcha.
G2A says that, you know, show us the logs that show that these weren't sold and we will like track them down or something.
Yeah.
And then Tiny Build said no, because you'll just sell the new codes that you're going to match them against or whatever. Like, we don't trust you basically. So anyway, I believe G2A was speaking on a panel.
Okay.
And they Tiny Build was, and then they said something about like predatory sellers, like G2A. They named it anyway. So and then they did a Q&A, and the guy from G2A stood up and said, "You know," and they just fucking started arguing back and forth right there, just basically having the lawsuit all over in person.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with the lawsuit though. I just thought it was interesting that like the dude had the balls. He stood up and he stood his ground. G2A, I don't. They did that Reddit AMA. They seem to not think they're doing anything wrong. Like,
well, most criminals don't, though. I'm not calling them criminals, but I'm just saying most people are up. Like, when that whole podcast thing was going on where that company was trying to sue people because they said podcasts were copywritten, so they're trying to sue the big ones like Adam Carolla. Like, I remember Adam Carolla going on The Nerdist and talking about it, and they were talking about it from their perspective. It's like, yeah, these people don't think they're doing anything wrong, especially from a business standpoint. Like, something that looks totally shady and out of line to us, like, from a business standpoint, people have no qualms about it. So I'm not surprised from that, that they would do something like that.
What? So how do we feel as gamers about G2A? Have we gotten a resolution yet?
I've kind of have a moral objection to using them. After that whole thing happened with Tiny Build, I've stopped selling extra copies of games on
You know,
there.
We have them on our website, right?
Oh, yeah, they're still on there.
Yeah.
I think I've even still bought games from them. I may have bought like one or two, but I've definitely cut down my use of their site. And it just, it's kind of a shady place to buy games. You can get really good deals there, but, you know, I had that whole incident with GTA 5 that got revoked from my Steam library. They did send me a refund, and like all my dealings with them, like on their tech support line, have been really difficult.
Yeah.
That said, go to our website and click on the G2A link.
Okay, because like I forget what game you were talking about that you had bought a game off G2A and you had saved like $4 or whatever. And I just went and bought it straight. Oh, Everspace. I think Everspace. Did you buy that on G? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I just went and bought it because, you know, if I'm...
Where?
Off Steam or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like, I'm for $4, I'm not going to, one, have a moral quandary and also have a risk of it not being valid. I'm like, it's worth the $4. I feel better, a little better about myself, and I feel a little safer, so... I mean, if you're talking about a half off a game,
$10 or $15, I'm going to go with G2A.
So maybe, So I guess my moral scale is a sliding scale.
He'll basically blow you for $15.
Yeah, $20 is $20. What are you going to do?
I don't know. For me, generally, when I purchase a game, it's not because of a giant sale. I think I'm definitely the type that rides a hype train, and I know G2A. I probably purchased one game off of there out of all the games that I have.
Didn't it seem sketchy as fuck?
Well,
you got that, like...
It wasn't a title that was worth, really, like, if I got it or if I lost it, I'd feel indifferent.
Yeah.
Because for any of the games that I do like and enjoy, yeah, I will purchase it from Steam or from, like, Origin, just, like, the main developer thing. So G2A, I feel indifferent about it because I just don't use it. I'm not a G2A customer, generally. Yeah.
I'd rather go with Steam almost every time. Hey, Bobby, just off to the side, did you download the... Or have you seen that HD wallpaper creator or whatever that's selling tons on Steam?
Oh, I've seen it on Steam, but no, I haven't used it.
You see how many people bought it? Like, and it has super high reviews. I think I'm going to buy it.
That's the one that your wallpaper turns into like the zombies that are like actually crawling on your screen.
Yeah, and so, you could do it, but not just that.
I think we talked about this on the episode before, right? So you create live wallpaper for your computer.
Yeah, basically it moves shit.
So I've used Stardock applications, WinCustomize.com. You go there, and I was doing this like 10 years ago back with like Vista, and I remember I would just...
Okay, cool guy.
Hipster.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to say like I was doing this before, but it's cool. But I used to be very concerned with the aesthetic of my computer, not just the actual physical computer itself, but the way the desktop looked. So, you know, I was going for like a nice autumn look one time, a lot of brown earth tones, things like that. And I had everything, my start menu, you know, the clock and the background all moving, and it looked cool, and people were impressed when they came over. But now, as you can see, my desktop background is black, and on my work computer, my desktop background is dark gray, and I don't put any effort.
He's super depressed, everyone.
Yeah.
I can relate to Bobby because
somebody can.
Don't you do that with your phone or anything like
no.
that?
No.
Oh.
See, same thing with my phone. I used to do that all the time. I would jailbreak my iPhone. I would put all the cool shit in there. And now I'm just like, fuck it, as long as it works.
So my whole thing is, I can't stand lag, latency, slowdown, all this garbage. So I will put up with a shitty looking wallpaper if it means my games run 5% fast. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm just scared.
Or even 1%.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not just the live wallpaper. You can make your own wallpaper, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
It does look like a cool program.
I don't remember the name of the program, but the one I used for a very long time on my laptop, I could download any video and have it as my desktop. And it would be a moving desktop. No. Not my initial
and your computer
choice.
Is right on the
but I would download
JJ.
Like silly YouTube videos or scenic videos, and it would be a moving background desktop, which was really nice.
So, question though, will that moving wallpaper slow down your computer?
I mean, dude,
will it affect your processing?
I don't know. Well, I'm not. That's why I'm quiet during.
I don't know about this application, but with the one that I had used, I'm trying to remember the name of the actual program because StarDock has a ton of these that modify certain parts of your operating system, and there's one that specifically deals with wallpaper. But it will say if you download and use this wallpaper, this one runs at 30 frames per second, and it runs at this bit rate, so you can expect your performance to vary per wallpaper.
And I think you can pause it or disable it. With a couple clicks, so it doesn't affect.
Chad, I probably see your computer fucking 5-6 times a week. I can't. What's your wallpaper? I have no idea.
It's just the default one.
Yeah, you're so lame, dude.
He doesn't have a wallpaper.
Gee, what do you use?
Wow up.
You're a streamer, so you got to be conscious and have something cute up there, right?
Oh, yeah. One of those very basic Windows autumn leaves.
You too?
Yeah. No, not the autumn leaves.
It's called the Google search, guys.
It reminds you of the Windows XP, the green hill with the like blue sky background.
I barely tried wallpaper. Yeah.
I always use the Hubble shots of space.
It's so funny to me what people set as their wallpaper, because that's like an insight into their life. I remember watching this video from like DEF CON back in. DEF CON's like the hacking convention they do in Vegas. But they had this guy talking about different things regarding like profiling people. One of them was like looking at their desktop and immediately drawing information of that. What do they have running in their system tray and their taskbar, you know, all that stuff. So I always think about that when I see people's desktop backgrounds. I'm like, you know, it gives you a hint to a person as to what they're into. You know what's terrible is like what children set their desktop background to. Like any kid that's in like eighth grade, it's going to be some fucking pixelated meme. You know, it's like a 160 by 120 resolution stretched out to like a 1920 by 1080. They don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Like every single time, man. It's,
I'll be honest.
Bobby's for a long time was a logo that he made. It was that, what was it?
Oh, yeah. I had the Star Wars one. So, and then I had the Star Wars one, yeah.
So off of that, I can base that. Bobby's a narcissist.
Yep.
Well, see, that's the thing. As a content creator and, dare I say, artist, I use that term very loosely, I make things that I like and that I enjoy, and I don't really, like, I'm not too concerned about, like, making something that other people are going to be interested in or other people are going to use. You know, like that Killing Floor 2 video. That was just something I thought was cool, and I liked it. And,
yeah, it was awesome, man.
Got a good amount of views.
Check that out, guys. It's on our YouTube that's almost dead now, but it's there.
Yeah.
I'm going to resurrect that bitch.
Yep.
All right. So where were we even at? We started talking about wallpaper.
The longest conversation we had.
We're going into highlights and lowlights, right?
Yeah.
So I don't even know who he is. I just know that he's famous. A Childish Gambino.
He's a rapper, right?
He's a rapper.
Donald Glover.
Don Glover.
Oh,
that's who that is?
Yeah, he's the actor from Community. He has his own stand-up. He does.
It's not on Parks and Recreation. I'm way off then. Community.
No, not Parks and Recreation.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I heard that he got his name off of the Wu-Tang Clan name generator. So I thought it would just be fun for us to put our names in there and see what comes out.
Oh, no way.
Well, you know, the funny part about this is my name is actually from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby Digital.
We've been over this. Yeah, Bobby Digital, aka the RZA. Good album, by the way.
So you already have yours, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess I already.
But you're gonna have
mine.
To do it anyway.
All right. So you're gonna type our names in.
So how does this work?
Are you doing
Just put in Chad. I think first name.
It's just Chad. Let's see what it does with that. The whitest name in the world. What are we gonna?
Yeah.
Do I don't think we're gonna.
I'm Wacko Wizard.
Wacko Wizard.
Apparently.
Wacko Wizard is good. That's fitting, actually.
Okay. That's the worst one ever, but all that's right.
All right. G?
Insane Knight.
Knight with a K, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I prefer to go by a male pronoun.
So apparently this is D&D related because we've got wizards and knights so far. What else we got?
Shrieking Wanderer. That's
for Emilio.
Me.
Emilio
Shrieking Wanderer.
Wow.
Okay. But not shrieking. It's
shrieking.
It's shrieking.
There's an apostrophe in there. All right, Bobby. Arrogant Menace.
That's actually the most fitting.
Wow.
Arrogant
this thing
Menace.
Really knows me. This is like a magic eight ball. This
put out DL Gaming.
Shrieking Warrior. Shrieking.
Shrieking Wanderer.
Wanderer.
Let's go DL Gaming.
Derpstick.
See what we're changing.
Managed
the podcast
to find
name
it,
to.
And yeah. he's
we
lucky.
We should have used
Mad
this
man
when we were trying to find a name for the podcast.
I know. Seriously. Yeah,
bonus points if you remember what the original name of the podcast was.
I'm not sure. I know it.
Level 6 and the Spick.
Well, yeah, that was pending, but we wanted to call it something, but it was hard. I can't remember what level 6 meant either.
Yeah.
But we were going to call it the Not So PC Gamer Podcast.
Yeah,
because it was
right.
A PC Gamer Podcast, but then our idea was like, fuck that, we're just going to swear all the time and talk about gross shit, and we're just going to be like the complete opposite end, which we held up to that part, but the name didn't follow through.
Yeah, our name sucks. We know this.
It's all right. But, you know, when I
our
say
logo
that,
is worse.
It's too late now.
Our logo is
we're switching
worse.
It. We're in the process right now.
Oh,
Clown
yes.
Lotion is working on
there's
it.
There's a lot of things in the works here. DL Gaming, Amazing Samurai.
We're the Amazing Samurai Podcast. The only reason I don't like DL Gaming is because there's about 13 DL Gaming sites and people and all. So thank you for finding ours, by the way. So
finding what?
But our, what's
ours,
in name,
our
really?
DL Gaming.
You know,
oh, yeah.
When we made the podcast,
we
I said,
the.
It doesn't matter what we call it. Eventually, it's just going to seem natural and fit. And it kind of does. I mean,
it
I can imagine us going by any other name.
Yeah.
Except the Amazing Samurai. That could work.
The only thing I don't like about it is like all the guys that like seem to make it big have like something really cool, like rock, paper, shotgun, roots your teeth.
I got kind of something related to this. So I've been watching a lot of League of Legends season. You know, they're in their new spring split. So I've been watching that. I've been watching Heroes of the Storm VODs also. A little side note, I used to go to Ghost Dude Gamers. They're not as accurate anymore, so I stopped going to them. Most of the sites now, I'd look up the VODs through the actual company that does it. Apparently, they figured out, hey, people actually watch these VODs.
To get traffic on their site.
So now I watch League of Legends through the actual League of Legends.
Why is it better than going to Gosu?
Because they're for sure to have it.
Oh.
You know, like Gosu is always kind of hit or miss.
Yeah, Heroes of the Storm is doing the same thing now. They have their own esports site set up where you can see the scores and the VODs, and everything's well thought out on there, too.
Yeah.
They do a really good
job. And they also do really well on not telling you who won.
Yeah, they hide the scores. You can show the scores. And then when you watch the VODs, it shows five games, even if the games only went to three.
I love watching those. I kind of use that instead of my TV. I've brought it up many times. But the reason I brought this up now is there's two professional League of Legends gamers, and one guy's name is Matt, literally M-A-T-T. That's his handle that he goes by.
Okay.
And another guy's name is Keith.
Okay.
Like, these are professionals, and their fucking handles are literally their names.
I kind of like that.
It's kind of a good move, dude.
No, I fucking hate that.
Well, you're promoting yourself, right? You're forcing somebody to look up two things to find out who you are, to contact you for stuff.
Because, like, all the famous streamers and gamers, you don't need to know their real name. They're
trying to be professionals, so it's better for them to use
their real
name.
I think screen names are just rooted in the gaming and the internet history, and that's something we're all brought up with, and we're all like, you know, we have to have a screen name, and that's kind of like our fantasy online persona, but there's a lot of people who do that in Heroes of the Storm, and I kind of like it a little bit more after watching Heroes of the Dorm the last year or two, and they go to interview people, and they're like, we're here with Gutslug. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? This is on ESPN. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Just, you know, grow the fuck up just a little bit. I mean,
it's weird, though, but you can't abandon in your name either, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's tied to you at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like even in esports, as esports becomes more of a thing, I think they should start using people's real names more and then just having the screen name more as kind of like an AKA.
That's why
we kind of do that for our podcast, right?
Well, for me, that's why I integrated my real name into my gamer handle. Before I used to go by,
that's
my previous handle used to be... I think my very original Steam handle was Willis_May. Willis May.
Hmm. What is that?
I don't even fucking know. You know?
Mine, my original login was ender.id because I was in a invade defend map only
clan
on
TFC. Oh, the original.
Yeah.
TF Classic.
Yeah.
And yeah, Fastidious makes a good point. Fuck you mean Willis? I think I heard that. And then I'm just like, I'll be Willis May. I don't know. But anyways, but now my handle is Smoochy. And so people could call me Smooch or people can call me Chi, and I actually prefer that people call me by my first name. So it's a nice like personal touch.
Cool.
And plus, Amelia gets tons of puns out of your name too.
Oh yeah,
like itchy.
Stop it.
And scratchy.
Bitchy.
Don't start
bitchy.
It. Don't
yeah.
start it.
So there's also a win there.
Yeah.
Well, I just I don't know. It's I think the online persona is important. Like. You don't want to picture this nerdy guy with glasses when he's your lead, when he's your AD carry. You know, like you want to visualize that guy, and when you're like Matt, hey Matt, can you fucking clear up the bot lane?
Yeah.
It just sounds stupid.
Matt comes in with a giant.
I'd rather call him slut. What did you a slot slug or what did you
gut
say?
Slug.
Gut slug. Yeah, gut slug. Can you change up the bot? Can you clear up the bottom lane? Like that just makes.
I'd
more
be
sense
way more scared of gut slug than
yes,
Matt.
Exactly.
I'll give you that. Yeah. But
I would not let Wacko Wizard be my guild leader.
No, that's true. I wouldn't let
Shrieking
Wacko
Wanderer,
Wizard do anything.
For sure.
there was a Dota guy that actually had to change his pro name because it was something sexual related.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's happened a lot.
Like just
that's
a big a lot, sexy yeah. or something. Like there, yeah. So yeah. Well, it's kind of funny.
There was a
like,
Russian whose name his screen name was God, and they made him change it to G. I think.
Yeah, that's
anything
right.
Anything that has to do yeah, with that's like right. That's a little too either pornographic or some sort of slur or having to do with religion. Yeah, you have to change it.
Yeah.
So and another shout out to Beirut for buying me a copy of. Feminazi, the triggering.
Okay.
I think it was only a matter of time before the SWJ thing made its way to gaming. This game is pretty hilarious for, you know, 5 minutes and then it runs out of steam. The game part of it pretty much sucks. You're just trying to keep your tolerance and hate meters up by basically yelling at white men. And
okay.
hugging immigrants,
okay,
and getting white knights to follow you around. So and you're just running around, and basically all the comedy comes from those things. And then you're also terrorizing, spray painting funny things on. It's worth if you watch a YouTube video for 2 minutes, you'll see everything that's funny. You don't have to spend the 99 cents, but you might want to support them because they're funny. It's a good comment on society, I guess.
Okay, fair enough.
That's Feminazi the triggering. If you
yeah,
if you
that definitely might be worth a YouTube.
Somebody
yeah.
else talk.
All right, I'll save it. I saw that game.
First of all, rude
in the chat, and I was like, oh my god, this is what's wrong. With America.
Okay. So save us. Go ahead.
Trying to turn memes into games. I played Blackwake, and I have not been this excited about a game since.
Can I see a picture or video?
Right after I finish my sentence.
Okay.
What was the last expansion on WoW?
Legion.
I have not been hooked on a game like this since Legion.
Wow.
I was playing Heroes of the Storm last night, and... as I go to bed, I always turn on a stream, and I saw some people were streaming Blackwake, and I was like, oh, I've heard people mention that in the Discord chat, Pharaoh Steve, Zahn, I think Zap, a lot of people were bringing it up. I was like, I want to see what this game's about. Pirates, naval combat, looks cool. I watched the stream, I got out of bed, I purchased it, I'm like, well, I'll just try it out for 5 minutes. Next thing I know, 3 hours later, middle of the night, I'm like, I gotta go to bed. And then I woke up this morning, I started playing more of it again. This game is super fun. I'm gonna bring up the Steam page here so you guys can follow along with me. But you know what it is, right?
No idea.
No, okay. Because you haven't brought it up
it's
yet.
It's the British pirates, or the British Navy versus pirates. You're all on a boat. You have a captain, the rest are the crew, and you're all working together to try to sink each other's ships.
MMO?
not really an MMO, more like a versus. It's like so many different things, but all in one. First of all, you're all trying to man a ship and keep it afloat and keep it attacking. And that part feels like overcooked. Like
what?
The captain is just shouting orders, and these people get serious. This reminded me of a military sim.
What was the one Star Trek simulator? Is it like
that? Yeah, it was kind of like that one. That was a good game that we have to go back to. What was that? Proton Galaxy? Proton something.
Something, yeah.
We'll find it.
I want to hear this, but I really got to pee. I'll rip it.
Okay.
We'll wait. It's all right. It's all right, Amanda.
Maybe we'll wait.
Yeah.
I'll find that Star Trek game, too, because that is a good game that I would love to go back and stream, too. I think that would be a good one. Because that's just you going on Star Trek adventures with people. And it's done right, unlike that other Artemis game that...
Oh, yeah. Artemis was the original, yeah.
And failed. But so you can see from the video here that I'm playing.
Okay.
The graphics are not good.
Yeah, graphics terrible. Do not look great.
And not only are the graphics not good, there's no character animation. So if you climb the rope it just shows your body going up like a little toy figure, just going straight up.
But it's early access still.
Yeah, it's early access. But the gameplay is solid, though. Like, there's no weird hitboxes. I mean, there is combat, like melee combat and guns and stuff. And it doesn't really matter that the gameplay is so wonky because, like, the hitboxes seem to add up and everything just seems normal like it should. But so you got this micromanagement part where the captain, who takes this game very seriously, there were some very serious captains last night, shouting orders. Like, here, let me just run you through my experience. I don't know what I'm getting into. I hop into a game, I find a server, and then everyone's running around. There's this British dude who's the captain yelling at people. Then he calls me out by name. He's like, Digi, I need you to get on the sails. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know what the voice comm button is. So I'm running around. He's like, Digi, get on the goddamn sails.
Can everybody voice comm or just the captain?
Just the captain. There's three different voice commands. There's one to be able to talk to everybody in the game, and that's for the captain only, so he can talk to the other ship. There's one where he can talk to just his squad, and there's one that's just proximity.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. Like a say.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm running around. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So I just run downstairs into the area. I start, like, doing what other people are doing, fucking with cannons and shit.
You know the sails aren't in downstairs, right?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I didn't know what to do with the sails. I don't know what button does what. And all of a sudden, I jump in a game. This guy's yelling at me to do shit. Yeah. And then throughout the game, this guy kept yelling at me. But I kept learning and getting better. And, like, I played for, like, 3 hours. And slowly and slowly, like, this guy was getting so mad at the crew. He's like... You get, like, I'm talking like,
is he good,
bad,
though?
Dude.
Is
it's
he
like
good
at me when I play HOTS with
that's
with
an
some
awesome
people.
Captain.
Is he good at what? Yeah, he sounds like awesome.
I
he
knew exactly what he was doing. Game. I think I was looking for the perfect multiplayer game to play with some core gamers. And are you able to jump in with a group? Or do you just spawn randomly?
No, you can jump in with a group. There's a server list, dedicated servers that are on there. Almost all of them are European or in Russia, though very few U.S. servers, unfortunately. So my ping is like 200 every time I play. It doesn't seem to affect it too much. But
how many
yeah.
people on a ship?
There's some modes where there's smaller ships where there's 8 people, 1 captain, 7 crew. There's other ones, the big ones that I was doing all last night, and those were like 12 people and 1 captain. And then you got 2 of them, and the captains are talking to each other, and I don't know what the fuck's going on because I'm down below just loading cannons, and he just says, all right, get ready to fire, hold, everyone fire, and we fucking fire, and boom, all right, good shot, boys. And then, like, one time,
that's
he's like,
awesome.
Hold fire.
That sounds so awesome.
It is. Yeah, it's incredible, it does. Dude. It's like, so it makes you feel like you're role-playing even though you're not role-playing. Like, there was some dude on comms who was calling the captain, sir. I was like, well, I don't know if I'm going to get that into it, but,
you know, fast forward 2 days. Aye, aye, sir.
Yeah. He's wearing a hat, like a pirate hat when he's coming.
Yeah.
Which side were you on, by the way?
I jumped around to different sides, but when I found it, because you find a captain you like, you're like, this guy's good, I'm sticking with him. So every game you keep going back to that. So for the most part, I was
on the
shouting British
one?
Navy.
Bobby liked the abuse.
Yeah.
No, this guy knew what was going on, and he's like, and like, we had like a moment because like 3 games into it, he's like, all right, you guys did good that time. I'm proud of you. You pulled it together. You really
like
improved, but here's what we can still work on. You need to do this.
That sounds like the greatest
amazing.
Thing ever.
This
no, it was incredible.
Dude.
I'm telling everybody
great.
Right now in this room and listening to the podcast, go out and buy this goddamn game right now.
How much is
it?
$20.
Okay.
Buy it.
Yeah.
Play it. It is so good. I will play it with you. But there was a point where we were all waiting to fire. He's like, hold fire. Hold your fire. Get ready. Here it comes. And one person lights it. He gets jumping. He lights it. Boom. He's like, whoever fired that shot, give me his name. He is off the ship. Give me his name.
Can he kick
oh,
right
that's
now?
Hilarious. Yeah.
Can he kick people?
You can do a vote kick. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which I think they should change the name to Walk the Plank.
Yeah, Walk the Plank for sure. Yeah.
Oh, that is so amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We
How long are the battles?
The battles probably last. It's a ticket system like Battlefield. So you're getting hits, you're sinking ships, and then you respawn, but it costs
tickets.
Okay,
I was going to ask.
How many ships per battle?
Two, I think you can do 1v1, so.
So 2v2, though?
Yeah, there's servers for everything. You
are
can
there
do 2v2,
any
1v1.
Duels?
Yeah, see, okay, oh boy, let's talk about the duels. So one captain that I had, after I teamed up with that guy, I started getting on another captain ship after he left, and this guy was good. He had a softer approach. He was nicer, but he was still a very
Fuck
good captain.
That guy, softer
but this
approach.
Guy was all about ramming the ships and then boarding. So he's like, all right, guys, this is what we're doing. Get ready. We're ramming.
So nobody's on the guns at all?
No,
everybody's
no, you're
up
on the
top?
Guns, okay. And he's when you get close, you have to instead of loading the cannon shots, you have to load the grapple shots, and then
you run across.
You have the grape shots to do damage when you're close, and then you have grapple shots which latch on and pull the boat towards you. So we use the grapple shots. We latched on. He's like, all right, after the grapples land, I want everybody on the top deck, cutlasses out. And then we're all up there, and we grapple on, and then we're all like, let's get on, boys, and we all run across, we just jump into the ocean and climb into this boat. And the idea is that you don't go there to kill them. You had to go down below, and you have to kill the people that are pumping the bilge pumps, because that's what keeps the enemy boat afloat. So we run down there, and it's just a mad rush, and we're just running like a bunch of crazy people, just
stabbing
everybody.
That doesn't seem like a really fun job.
Yeah, that sounds like the worst job on the boat, the bilge pumps.
Yeah, yeah, someone's got to do it.
I sure hope everybody's...
I'm suicide.
Here's what happens.
Thanks. If your job title has the word bilge in it, you're fucked. Just
here's,
know this
here's
right
what
now.
Happens when you get shot. And this is the most important thing that I learned, and I got yelled at a lot for because we didn't do it the first couple of games, but I learned very quickly. The two most important things when you get shot up is the bilge pump and the repair. So two people have to go on the bilge pump. That keeps the boat afloat. The rest of the people go repair all the holes, and then if there's people left over, they can reload cannons. But
are there classes other than the captain?
No, everyone's the same. You can change your loadout and get different types of guns, but I didn't see a point to doing that. What is cool, though, is as you level up, as you progress, you get different cosmetic options. So you can kind of tell who's been playing longer and who's more experienced by what type of fancy hat or outfit they're wearing. And, you know, they go all the way up from just like a normal hat to like a top hat to the typical tri-corner pirate hat.
On the Steam page, I see a photo of someone holding a cup of tea.
I'm already nervous about not pulling my weight.
That's how you heal. Yeah.
I'm already nervous about fucking up.
Yeah,
you're already off our ship, Chad.
Well, that's how I was when I first jumped in the game. I didn't know what the hell was going on, and you kind of get bumped into it. You just see what other people are doing, and then you just kind of pick it up slowly, and you figure it out, and you kind of adopt roles, just like an Overcooked, where there's no set role that you have, but you just see no one's doing this. I guess I'm that guy. And, you know, that could be repairing the sails.
Is there a lot of communication other than the captain?
The crew can talk back just for, like, information because you have supplies, you know, and you run low on supplies. You give them just technical information that would be useful for him, but otherwise you try to keep the comms clear. It is very, very heavily oriented on communication.
Is the captain steering as well, or is there...
Yeah, he's steering the boat.
Okay.
So he's steering the boat, trying to line up the shots, and that's why when you're down below and he says, fire, like, you got to fire, like, right then and there, because he's got the shot lined up.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. How's that first go, Capitano? My captain.
Captain,
my captain. Okay, so this again is called Black Wake. Wake. Yeah.
And there's so many levels that you can enjoy this game. Like right now I'm at the point where like I'm down in the galleys doing like the slave labor, doing like that job. Because I don't
the
know
bilge
the bilge. Like I'm helping. I'm just pumping the bilge. You know, like that's me. But as I've played the game more, I'm like, well, maybe I want to be on the top deck now because that's, you know, a little more exciting and a little harder, and because I understand the game better, I can do that, or I can be the guy who repairs the sails or the nose. And then if I like play even more and get really good at this, maybe I could be the captain. Like that's a big responsibility to take on. But it reminded me of military simulators because those people take that game very seriously. When you play like Arma 3, those people are like using military terms and they're like expecting you to fulfill your job or fulfill your role. And
I like games
carry
like
through.
That. That's why. We have a bunch of
Arma 3 players.
We need to all jump into Arma 3 one week.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
But I suck at fucking military shooters. More to follow on that one, by the way.
I get
There's
impatient.
There's just so much downtime in that game.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Like.
I get really impatient with those games.
But no downtime in this game. Like this game, Black Wake, highly recommend it. Could not recommend it more. $20, totally worth it.
I'm going to get it.
For early access, it holds up. No errors, no No glitches, nothing.
Lots of ragdoll effect, too.
Very positive on Steam with 3,000 reviews, so people are playing this.
Well, I checked how many people were playing. It was like, I think about 5,000 or 6,000 concurrent players last night, which is not a lot. But still, there's a huge community. There's up to, there's either 32 to 54 players in a in each server, and all the servers are full. Like, it's hard to get into.
I wanted to do a big one, like 12 ships versus 12 ships. That would be cool.
Maybe they're working towards it. I don't know.
Well, it's pretty big when you have two ships. Each of those ships have 13 people each on them, and they all have to work together to fight.
Can the captain, like, take a straight bullet and die?
Oh, yeah. And it'll pop up a big message. Your captain is dead. And that's when you're like, oh, shit.
You know? Oh,
that's
man.
A problem.
What happens when the captain dies?
He respawns like everybody else.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. And another thing you have to do.
Is his comms cut if he's dead?
No, but the comms do change. Like, if you're underwater, then everyone sounds like brr, 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 brr. And it's hard to hear people. And then when there's explosions, it's hard to hear them. There's a lot of confusion. The audio in this game is really weird. I had to adjust all the little levels, like the master volume, the voice IP volume, and then the in-game volume. Like, all these things I'm trying to fix so I could hear better, because it felt really off to me. But maybe that confusion was intended. But the one last thing about the gameplay I wanted to add was, The job that I've kind of picked up recently is kind of like my new thing, is being the guy on the swivel cannons that shoot out the sails, because you can shoot out the sails and then the boat can't move. So
super
that's a
strong
way that you can board people.
Oh, nice.
Many different tactics here. Like, it is a naval combat game. It is a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, cool.
Don't worry, Bobby. I feel like you're going to be a captain one day.
Yeah.
Just work your way up, bilge pump, then.
It's like that fucking Kanye song. First day, it's the bilge pump, and then you're on
the
sails.
Then he was the poop deck whore.
Yeah.
poop deck whore.
I might not get this because I already get yelled at for shooting prematurely. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
All right, so what else are we talking about?
Let's see.
Everspace? You want to talk your stream and shit?
Yeah, I streamed on Everspace. You know, it's funny.
You're streaming on the DL Gaming DL,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I actually like this podcast, so yeah, I try to support it as much as possible.
And Bobby, are you streaming also? You're streaming?
Occasionally, yeah.
Bobby did Robert underscore digital, right?
Yeah.
Yep, don't promote that shit.
Okay, and Smoochie, obviously.
Yeah, I'll be coming back to streaming too as well. I was sick last time, had to take a break, and then also I was on vacation, yep. So.
I don't know why I don't stream more.
Stream.
I have so much more fun when I stream. And I was streaming Everspace, which I'm knowledgeable in. Maybe that's what it is. I don't want to look like an idiot. And what happens, too, is I seem to play way better when I'm streaming.
The pressure's on.
I got way further than I've ever got on this stream on Everspace. I got to, Sector 6. I got around my first back hole. Like, those usually kill me. Anyway, it was super fun. Then last time I streamed, I killed Delirium for the first time, where I haven't even got close. For Binding of Isaac. So anyway, I'm going to be streaming more, I believe, just because it's more fun.
That's awesome.
But you don't have a set schedule just with your
no,
work.
No, just
so.
Whenever. Yeah.
So actually follow DL Gaming DOTnet if you want to actually watch
it. It's tough because my pants are off like all the time. So.
Yeah. It's tough for your roommate too. I hate to tell you about
I wonder
that.
If there's a way that we can integrate like our streams onto the main website. So if one of us is live, it'll show up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, at least in Discord, we generally... We'll post if we're streaming.
Sounds,
so.
You know what I've noticed is in the add-on that I use for Chrome, Enhanced Steam, great add-on, by the way, it does like a ton of stuff. But one of the things that it does, if I go to your Steam profile page and you have your Twitch account linked to it, it will show up in your Steam profile on a web page.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That is cool.
I also played Stramium Immortality. Stramium Immortality. And if that's not weird enough, the game is much more weird than that. You play some sort of like frog creature that kind of, in text, he talks to you as like Jar Jar Binks, kind of. So you kind of have to decode what he's talking about all the time. It's a shmup roguelike. You're going room to room. It's incredibly fucking
Bobby,
difficult.
Can we see some of this?
The graphics are 8-bit. Colorful, kind of weird. It's kind of hard. It's so weird. It's hard to see what's like an enemy and what's there's stuff in the background. I'm not a huge fan of what they did with the art. It looks great, but functionally it kind of falls flat. I think with a lot of gameplay, you know, eventually you'll learn what's a bad guy and what's a background character and what's even the the money is creatures. You have to shoot them. They look like bad guys. It's kind of confusing. So it's really, really hard. And what's weird is, like, after I played a while, I unlocked a mutator. And one of the mutators was to slow down the bad guys and slow down bullets from the bad guys. I'm like, why wouldn't I use this? But nothing's explained. So I use that mutator. It doesn't seem to be affecting the game in a negative way. Like, I'm getting just as much money. So I'm doing better now that the guys are going slower. But it's crazy. It's like an acid trip or a mushroom trip. It's really weird, really out there. And it's just hard to know what the hell's going on. I would have to get really good at this. I would have to do some research outside of the game, I think. But it is fun. After I put that mutator on and it was a little more, a little easier to navigate and stuff, then I started having more fun and progressing. But I still haven't beat the first boss.
Looks interesting.
Yep.
Looks like
I had a lot of coffee today.
It definitely looks like an acid trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, definitely don't do it on acid. You would have a bad time.
That's the time that you go crazy.
Bad time. Do we want to talk about our little co-op experience?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so first up was... shoot.
For the King.
I know, but I had that recommended to me by somebody.
We'll get it next week.
Dubstep, I think. Dubstep recommended it for me. So it was called For the King. And it is a co-op RPG, I guess it is.
It's
but so
interest peaked.
I actually had fun on this game. It's early access. It's still buggy, so don't expect a clean experience right now. It was $20 when I bought it. So you play on this hexagonal map, and you have a certain amount of turns, certain amount of moves per turn, and you're going around, and you've got a quest. So you got to find the quests, and there's enemies on the map and all.
There's enemies on the map, but also while you're traveling, you can get random encounters.
Yeah. So right now you have three people on your team, but each person is independent on the map. So you could get caught out, and it's just you fighting against somebody because you're not with your team.
Yeah. So you have to
stay within proximity.
Yeah, exactly. To contribute in the fights, but sometimes you just can't. You can't avoid it. Like, I'm sure later in the game they're going to have you go apart and do two separate things at the same time and stuff.
Now, since it is co-op, and I guess you just kind of answered my question, you guys are split screen or individual?
It's all
same screen.
Same screen. You take turns. So player one goes, he gets his four moves, he moves and buys and does his thing. Then he ends his turn, player two goes. But we couldn't figure out, we were just going to play me and Emilio, but the third one, we couldn't figure out how to turn him into a computer or to disable him or whatever.
Or control him ourselves.
Yeah, so we ended up bringing Sam in and playing three people, and we were having a good time, but Sam wasn't as into it, so...
She was more into her Pokeball.
Yeah, so I'm sure this is just an early access thing, and I'm sure later on you can either just do two players or have one AI controlled whatever.
The combat is very akin to Final Fantasy, but more toned down. Really easy pickup. It doesn't have all the fluff of Final Fantasy. It's just straight, get in, start RPGing.
I want to play the single player. I want to see what the experience is like single player. So, but
I really
so
enjoyed
far,
it. I'm going to play this single player as well. It's a really good game.
Yeah, again, and this is called For the King.
Maybe if you want to hold off, because we did run into some bugs, but if you're going to play a single player, I don't know. We'll get back to you.
This is nice because when I think of co-op RPG, the most that I think about is, kind of like Baldur's Gate action when I play Divinity.
Yeah.
But this one here is more like your classic, turn-based.
Yeah.
It's nice that it's on a grid RPG. This is something that when I used to watch my brother play his RPGs on the couch, I wish there were some co-op options where I actually have a controller.
It's like a multiplayer.
To the same battle that he's working on.
So. It's like a multiplayer Final Fantasy.
That is exactly what it is.
And
exactly
the art style is
super sweet.
Awesome. I really like this kind of art style.
It's heavy polygons, like thick polygons that just give it a lot of depth and texture.
Yeah, but really well done.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see where this game goes. I hope they are working on it, and by the time it gets out of early
the combat
access,
was sweet too. When somebody scores a crit, you really feel it. It's like
because
yeah,
the way it works is on the combat
and shit.
It'll have like these little icons. So maybe a hit that's an easy one has two icons, and maybe a hard one's got five icons. And each hit, each icon will either be a yes or a no. And so say you got three yeses out of your five.
It's basically rolling a five-sided die.
Yeah. But then you can use your, like, fate. What was it? Fate
focus.
Or focus. Yeah. You can use your focus to automatically turn some yeses. So you can
there's some strategy to it.
Yeah.
But it sounds complex, but it's not at all. You can pick up and play this if you've ever played any RPG. Anyway, awesome. Strong recommendation.
The other game we played, unfortunately, I didn't enjoy as much. And it's a damn shame because River City Ransom is one of my probably top five favorite games of all time. The original game was on Nintendo. Early on, I was a kid. Me and my brother would play co-op River City Ransom, and I just loved the game. The art style was awesome. It's a side-scrolling beat-em-up, but it had some... It wasn't just like a Golden Axe or something like that. It had some RPG elements to it. You'd go into stores and buy different move sets and stuff like that. So I'm sure a lot of people have played the original River City Ransom, but I had a blast on it. So they did this. It's called River City Ransom Underground, and it's kind of a spiritual successor to River City Ransom because it shows like kind of it gives you the backstory of River City Ransom, and then it goes ahead 15 years. So it's taking place now, but it's still using the River City Ransom art style. But I didn't have fun, honestly.
Do you think that the it looks just like River City Ransom.
It does.
Yeah. Do you think the game just doesn't hold up after all these years, or do you think it's something like they misinterpreted when they were trying to recreate it?
So, I really liked in River City Ransom where you get into a gang's turf, and you felt like you were fighting this gang until you got to the gang leader and defeated the gang leader, and you kind of like beat that gang. And the gangs each had their own kind of like style to it. This game, I got in there, and you're fighting like different gangs all at once. And it didn't feel cohesive. It didn't feel like you were doing a progression. It just felt like you were getting in there.
Just fighting for the sake of fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
But then I also feel like we didn't get out of the prologue.
And the other thing is, so you have to go into these hideouts. You had to go into these hideouts to save your progress. And we went in there. We finished the prologue. We get into the main story. And we couldn't get to the first hideout. We died like three or four times. Mm. We just couldn't get to the first hideout. And I don't want to repeat the same six, eight screens again and again and again at the very beginning of your game, you know, like, and another complaint that I've seen for the users is they have all these cool moves, but you don't get any to start. I was the luchador. I couldn't even do a single throw. Like, you didn't get a single special move when you started. Mm-hmm. So you're literally just punching, kicking, and jumping until you get somewhere. And we didn't get anywhere because we kept dying. So, yeah. I don't know.
We gave it three attempts, though. I mean, we could.
Yeah, it's
gone.
True.
We were just starting. I don't know. Chad has a more visceral fucking
yeah because
I hate for this because of the original love.
Yeah,
this just backs up my whole argument about like all these games we thought were so good, they fucking suck.
Well, like, they didn't for the time that
no not for the time
it's a little
but
bit
for,
different.
Compared to now.
No, I
feel
bet
like it's a little like, bit different when back then you had the actual arcade version, you had the joystick and the limited buttons, and now we're so used to triggers and pads and but
that's the thing, like if you played the original River City Ransom,
yeah,
like
I probably would have felt the same way.
No, I'm saying if you compared the two, I bet you would have chosen the original also, even though you've never played it. I don't think it's nostalgia. I think the original one was better made than this one.
Okay,
like the art style is, I like what they've done art wise, but
yeah, it looks awesome.
There's a lot of things
stuff
that the original one did better.
I think we should give it another shot.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's true.
I saw you guys playing this, and I had no idea that they had recreated River City Ransom.
We'll do family share over here, and you can you can give it.
Are you thinking maybe unless
16
we
bucks.
Should?
It's on sale for 16. That's not too bad.
Yeah, yeah. No. I
mean, if you get a refund, I think we still qualify.
I mean, it's originally $19.99. For the same price, you could get Black Wake. I mean,
exactly.
I don't want to invite a comparison here.
Another game that I want to get into. The price point reminded me. Who is it? I forget who it is, but I just want to play it. Factorium. People are talking about it. Yeah. It seems awesome.
Oh, yeah. Who was talking about that?
I don't know, but he's been... Jimmy? C? Something
no.
C? Anyway, let's give that a shot probably this week coming up. It has co-op online and stuff, so we could all work on it together.
Oh, it was Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy C. Cool.
Yeah, pull that and that game is forever priced at $20 even. Never goes on sale, never changes.
That's weird.
Okay, what else have we got?
Let me see. Scroll down a little too far.
Oh, you want to talk prominence poker?
Sure.
Or you didn't talk at all about your golf with friends, drunken golf with friends experience last night.
There's nothing to talk about. We got drunk, we play golf with friends again.
It's still awesome, right?
It's still awesome.
Okay.
And actually, I emailed the developers. Hopefully, they get back to me. Hopefully, we can talk to them about their development.
Cool.
Do they have any sort of like cosmetic items in there?
You just recolor your ball.
You can recolor your ball, or you can.
There's no advantage for playing a lot other than you learn the courses.
I was watching someone play golf with friends, and I noticed that every time they die, they reset into a different mold. It wasn't just a golf ball anymore. They were suddenly an egg.
Yeah, you can do that, too.
I was just thinking, I wonder if we could work our way into getting a DL Gaming-branded set of clubs or
something.
That'd be cool.
We'll talk about Prominence Poker.
So it's a poker game, and you get a 3D model character. You can choose him and kind of modify him, and the more you play, the more you can unlock like hats and faces and stuff. The characters are really cartoony. I think they did a pretty good job of the action. Like, the graphics don't get in the way of the card playing. Unlike the Valve one that had all the Valve characters, who did that?
Oh,
Poker Night.
That was Poker Night. Night.
Yeah. See, Poker Night, I feel like all the talking and the animations just got in the way of the poker. And they were funny. They were really cool to just play through once and hear all the sound bites. But this is like, you know, just straight poker. And it has the characters, but they don't get in the way. It did a good job. I don't really have any anything bad to say about it.
And it's also free to play.
It's also free to play, and it plays well. It's like,
and I won. Oh, we did talk about this last week. Did we talk?
I don't think so.
Now, let's say you don't have a strong understanding of poker. Is this a good game that might?
No, it doesn't teach you anything, as far as I'm aware. It doesn't give you like suggestions on whether or not to bet.
All you need to know is Emilio bluffs every hand.
Yeah.
So
he's all in every time.
Yeah.
Cool.
Actually a tactic. I lose it first so that I can go eat all the chips.
Yeah, that's true. He does that. Should we talk Overwatch with the new hero? Do you guys want to talk about that?
Yeah. So screw you guys.
Yeah, sorry if you didn't want to hear Overwatch. Now talk Overwatch.
I just watched the video today.
Well, how about she?
Yeah. So I did. I watched the video. I read up on the new Overwatch hero. Her name is
Orisa.
I've heard it pronounced. Yeah, two different ways. Orisa. So she is a female. Like genius kid made robot. Originally, Nubani was guarded by these robots called OR-15, and when they couldn't defend the city from Doomfist or someone, I don't think it's Doomfist. I'm sorry, that's from Heroes of the Storm.
Yep.
And WoW. But no, when they couldn't defend the city, she took all the parts and recreated this new tank hero. With this tank hero here, she is I would say she's more of an assault tank hero, even though she's a robot on four legs and has an assault gun that when you are shooting it, I haven't played her at all or really seen any live actions. I just read about her. But the speed of the gun changes depending on her movement. Another ability of her, she has a gravitational surge that she shoots out.
That one's super strong.
And after that pulls enemies, and after a time window, it explodes and detonates.
It's like a mini Zarya alt.
Yeah,
it's not Zarya. It's just an immediate one. It just pulls them and then it's gone. But it's super strong and the range is pretty far. So you shoot it out, and then when it's out enough, you hit it again, and it'll just do its effect. But it's cool because you can move a lot of people with it, and you can set up it'll pull people around corners, you know, like, so you can shoot
out from behind Reinhardt.
Yeah, from behind stuff.
She's going to synergize really well with a lot of people.
You can shoot it up into the air, and it will pull people up into the air and have them drop, so you can do kind of like interrupt stuff. You can also shoot it off the edge of a ledge and pull people out.
Oh shit!
Off the ledges to drop people on.
So can you pull like Pharah out of the sky? I guess technically, yeah. Right? Or at least lower.
Lower, yeah.
Yeah.
That's her like most dynamic move, I think, that she has.
And then her ultimate is a...
She also has that shield.
Did you cover the shield?
Oh, no, I didn't cover the shield. So.
It actually drops down, so it becomes like a
piece of... Reinhardt's shield, but it's stationary, and you can throw it. It's like a little bit ahead of you.
So it's almost like the Borderlands soldier shield, he throws on a shield and hides behind a
turret. It's kind of like a half curve sort of thing, so you can be behind it. Okay. I believe you can shoot through it as well, and they can't shoot back in.
Yeah, exactly. Just like most of the shields.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then, yeah, her ultimate is a damage boost within a proximity device.
Line of sight. Yeah. So it's line of sight. She drops it down. It can be destroyed. So the best idea is to hide it like behind a wall where they can still line of sight to the people that are fighting. Okay. But and it's got like a beam that goes out and hits the other person, so the everybody knows that those guys are powered.
The enemies
up.
Will know where it is and try to focus on it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You probably want to use that in conjunction with some shields.
Yeah, if you set it up right, though, it can be super strong. Like you drop it and then drop your shield right in front. You know, stay in front of it to protect it and just try to blast people as quick as you can.
Well, I am super excited. I just recently switched over to main tank. The fact that they're putting on a new tank, I'll definitely try her out.
Yeah.
Put some good time.
Just quickly, I think the kit is great, fantastic, maybe a little too strong, but the design, this is the worst character design of, and
she
I don't like
look
it.
Impressive.
I don't like it at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
It looks like a throwaway. Like, oh, somebody drew it up.
How about her head hitbox?
Obviously, somebody drew it up, but I mean,
I feel like with her head hitbox, it's a little bit more vulnerable than the other tanks. What do you think? What does she look like?
Yeah, she looks.
It would have been cool to like do something different with the head hitbox. You know, put it in the middle or something. Like you're doing a robot. Like it didn't have to be on the top. But you know, that's just me.
Yeah.
The other thing is, she's a tank because she's got a lot of hit points. But are you actually tanking anything? Like she does have that one shield. I guess is why she would be a tank. She seems more like of a bruiser to me. Like a roadhog where you're helping people out and you have a lot of hit points, but you're not necessarily...
She seems to pour out the damage, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If anything, from what I saw, I think maybe they'll nerf the damage, but that's easily
done. We didn't even mention her thing that like speeds her up and makes her CC immune.
Yeah, so yeah, you can get hit with CC, hard CC, and then just dispel it off of yourself.
Yeah, she's got basically a cleanse. So
yeah,
she's
her self-cleanse.
Self-cleanse, which... So, I can see her fitting right into the fucking
meta.
Yeah,
are you talking about CC in terms of Junkrat's trap and
yeah
stuff like that?
Freeze.
How about McCree's flashbang?
All that stuff.
So even if you get knocked down by Reinhardt, you can still use that.
I don't know.
I wonder if you can pre-cleanse, because that's how it works in HOTS. It lasts for a second. So the idea is you do it before the stun happens.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine it's too late. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. But the other thing I just want to mention on Overwatch about the buff to Bastion, I think we talked about it last week. I think they're talking about reverting some of that buff.
Yeah, they nerfed
already
them
did,
already.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I played them. I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. Like, I was healing running full speed.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Another thing. Chad made a bunch of t-shirt ideas, and we put a vote up. Looked for that on our main dlgaming.net. It looks like right now the 80s throwback's going to win, but you can come in and save the day and click on the one that has
like
a penis
throwback,
on it.
I like the 80s throwback, so I'm all good with that one.
It looks like it would look really good on a t-shirt, too.
Yeah. You know? I'm a little surprised we're going with black again. I thought maybe one of the white ones were going to win, so we could do a white t-shirt, but looks like black's winning again so far, so we'll see what that is. But I'm excited. Again, dlgaming.net, it's the top. Actually, when this podcast comes out, it will overtake it. But if you look right below the podcast, you'll probably see it there.
Yep, yep.
Cool.
Back to the list.
Okay, so I got some mobile stuff to talk about. Well, one thing to talk about. Still playing Tinker Island. Which
Tinder
I'm having.
Tinker Island, my goodness.
Yeah, Tinder Island would be a different game. Tinker Island, I'm having fun with still, but it's just one of those things you play for a couple minutes a day and just kind of throw away or whatever. But I'm playing a new game. Should we do the mobile corner audio, or do you want to do that?
Let's cue it up.
Chats. Mobile corner.
No. Thank you, Recycled. That one's awesome. So there's a game called Reigns, R-E-I-G-N-S.
It's on Steam as well.
Are you sure it's on Steam?
I'm pretty sure. Chat, or Bobby?
So, Chubby. You know, my thing is I hate these free-to-play games on mobile, and I'm so over them. So I decided to spend the $2.99 and play this game that has really good reviews. It's very positive with almost 3,000 reviews on Steam. Basically, people have compared it to, like, Tinder for a King, and I don't think it's like that. Basically, you get two choices, a choice to go left or a choice to go right, but they aren't always yes, no. Sometimes they're different options. So what you do is you kind of scroll left and right and see which one you want to pick.
Kind of like Tinder.
Yes, but you're not saying yes or no to date. It has nothing to do with dating. You're a king trying
There's
to...
some dating.
You can get a queen and a lover and all this stuff. You're a king. You're trying to survive as long as possible. There's four different ratings. One of them's for the church. One of them's for the people. One of them's for the military. And one of them's for your gold. So you will lose if you run out of any one of those four. But you'll also lose if you go too high for any one of those four.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So the goal is to keep those four right in the middle. But all your choices do different things, and be they positive or negative for one of those for those four things. So, example, if you start a war, your military might go up, but your gold goes down and your people go down. So you're trying to, like, survive but still make these choices.
And then when you lose, your heir takes over.
Exactly. You're supposed to be this line of kings, but you've been cursed. And so you keep experiencing... It's still... You keep growing up and being this king and having to make choices. So I've been playing a bunch. I've played probably 500, 600 years in this so far, which is a pretty good amount of time. I think I'm getting close to beating the game.
Let the looks deceive you guys. I heard how good this game was, and I just stayed away because of the way it looks. And then Chad passed it to me on his phone, and I was hooked right away. The only thing that my one thing that I don't like is it seems like you beat the game by unlocking all the achievements as opposed to there's a story thing that happens.
I'm not really sure. They haven't made it clear what's winning or not.
Yeah.
Because I have gotten all the way where I've died of old age, and you keep playing the game. So, doing everything right until you die is not necessarily winning the game. So I'm thinking that it's doing all the achievements, but I haven't gotten there yet. So I don't really know what it is to win the game. What I would say is this game is set up perfectly for your phone. So I'm not sure why you would want to play it on Steam. If you're going to pay the $2.99, I would recommend just getting it for your phone unless you want to get the achievements or whatever that you can get on Steam. But it is perfect, and you can basically play for 2 minutes or 15 minutes or an hour and still have fun playing Reigns. So
you could literally play for 10 seconds and have fun because you make one decision.
One
and
or
just
two choices.
On.
I think out of all of the mobile games you've ever recommended, this is the one that I actually have intention of probably buying and playing.
Well, yeah, it's cool. After the podcast, simple. You can play around on my phone if you want to give it a go.
Okay.
But $2.99, which for a mobile game is expensive, but for a Steam game is not. So I have put 4 hours or 5 hours into it so far. So I think it's
already
worth it.
Past the DL gaming stamp of approval.
$2.99. So yeah.
What else we got, Bobby? A lot of strong recommendations there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Except for River City Ransom, unfortunately.
I'm going to add that to the wish list there. Yeah.
So I have been playing some Final Fantasy 15 still. So Fastidious, who runs a guild, he raids Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Generally, I can't do Friday and Saturday because I have a girlfriend, but Wednesday is a possibility. So my goal is to raid with him in WoW on this Wednesday. So,
you have a character ready to go?
Yeah. I mean, he's not like...
Juiced,
but he's top. He's max level, and he has relatively decent gear. A monk on...
What's his name?
Mystical with a Y.
So, like the rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very similar. No, Mystical with a K.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Show me what you're working with.
So anyways, if you're interested in raiding, I think Fastidious... welcomes members if you're interested in raiding. Correct me if I'm wrong. No, he's not here.
Watch yourself.
So let me know if let him know if you want to raid.
It's like, no, I will not sell you my soul.
Jump on the Discord if you want to do that. But anyways, Final Fantasy 15, I've been liking that a lot as well.
That's the MMO one, right?
That's the MMO 14. I'm sorry, Final Fantasy 14. It's the MMO one. I've been playing that with Spunwire. And we, you know, he's kind of been helping me out. He's
it's
got
a good game. I played.
He showed me his character list because, you know, you get the different, you can do all the different jobs on one character. Mm-hmm. He's got them all at 60. Like, the only thing he hasn't maxed out yet is his crafting. So he's definitely played a bunch. So he's helping me out, and I appreciate that. So I'm level 24 right now as a Lancer. I'm going to head into Dragoon when I get there because I hear that's a lot of fun. So I've been having fun playing Final Fantasy 14. I want to get back into WoW. So those are kind of my things that I'm doing right now.
Do you not run out of hard disk space?
I delete things as soon as I'm done with them. Yeah. So one last thing, I downloaded the Battlefield 1. So it was a free weekend this weekend, but... So when I downloaded it, it says, okay, you've got 10 hours to play. You've got 10 hours of game time that you can play on this free trial. Does that mean after this weekend that 10 hours is gone, or did I now get 10 hours and I can play it when I want for the next 10 hours?
I don't know. Let me pick up the phone that dials straight to DICE.
Yeah. Please, let me know.
It could go either way.
So I've played it. I've only been playing the campaign so far, but it's kind of cool. Like, Battlefield 1, it's like... You're going to die. Like these are like games that nobody lived in World War I. Like, everybody was dying. You're dying to something. And I think it's kind of cool where it knows your character is going to die. You can get invested in a character, but you're going to know at the end he's probably going to eat it. So I kind of just think it's cool instead of like...
Did you play the single player, the thing where you die, it makes you die?
The prologue?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I played the prologue. I'm almost done with the first chapter, which is... a dude in a tank and stuff. So.
They're just trying to push how heavy that this war was.
Yeah, and it says it like right off the bat, like this was an ugly, ugly fucking war.
It's terrible.
Yeah. So, but one thing I did want to say about Battlefield 1 is, God, I hate to say this, but I think Emil was right on my PC. I'm still having PC problems, and
I want a little computer.
Yeah. I really don't understand that.
I just hate a big computer. Don't you get it?
I don't know who you're trying to sound like, but that guy's a jerk.
Like, I would understand it if you wanted to reskin your tower into like a companion cube, but beyond that, there was no appeal.
Hey, I blame, it's not the small form factor. I blame the fact that I didn't just update everything, and I'm trying to do it piecemeal because I think I've got stuff left over in the hard drive that's not working with the new the new motherboard, and I think it's causing problems.
So wipe the hard drive.
But if I wipe the hard drive, I got to buy another Windows 10.
$25, right?
Yeah.
How much is Windows 10?
$25 off of some Asian site. What was it called?
Play Asia.
Play Asia.
The reason why I'm going to be upgrading into Windows 10 very soon because the new Gigantic open beta, I think, was available.
How is that game not live yet? That's what I want. Gigantic.
It's been around a long time.
Yeah.
3 years in development?
Like more. Maybe 3-4 years ago?
But you have to have Windows 10.
How do you not have Windows 10 already? It was free for like a year.
I knew it was free. I just didn't upgrade.
Now you're going to have to pay.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't get to. Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyways, so...
So play Asia. Gee.
Okay.
$25.
Done.
Battlefield 1 runs well, but I'll get stuttering every once in a while. And I'm assuming you didn't run into any issues with stuttering or anything like that?
So much shit happens sometimes that, yeah, I think there was some stuttering too.
Okay. So maybe it's not just...
It's just a fucking super... There's so much shit going on.
Yeah, it is. It looks good. Like, Battlefield 1 looks good. Like, I can understand the hype from it. It's cool too because it's not just a bunch of people with machine guns that have super accurate fire and all. Like, it's nice to see these single reload rifles and stuff like that. Some things that... You have to get up close and personal with. So
right now,
cool.
While it's on my mind, I saw this video where this guy is on top of the mega blimp. What'd you think of those, by the way?
I haven't gotten there yet. I've seen them off in the distance, but I haven't interacted with those.
I think they're called... Somebody help me out here. What is it called? The behemoths, I think.
Okay.
So sometimes it's a train, sometimes it's a blimp, sometimes it's a boat. And what it does is it the losing team gets a huge help to try to come back at the end.
Oh, okay.
So some people don't, like, that's a really tricky thing to try to balance.
It's like rubber banding.
And it doesn't always trigger. Like, you have to be losing by quite a bit. So then do you sandbag? It's crazy.
So if you're losing but not by a lot, you start losing more to make sure you get the thing to trigger?
I mean, that might happen. I don't. You know, you have so many people playing, it's hard to, hey, everybody die right now. So I don't know if it's worth the ticket count. But anyway, they're awesome. Anyway, I'm watching this video where this guy is like, he's on top of the Zeppelin and he's throwing down like TNT.
I think he shared this. He jumps off.
He blows it up and fucking some other dude flies by and he lands in the plane.
Yeah.
And it does the whole... what is it? Thug Life.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah. So I'm enjoying it. If I have it after this weekend, I'll keep playing and let you guys know. I would like to get into multiplayer also, but...
good luck, by the way.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
I was a little nervous to jump right into Battlefield 1 multiplayer. So Beirut says behemoths don't do shit, by the way. So
once you get good at the game,
well,
is what they're saying.
Obviously. Cool. Shall we move on to listener questions?
Sure. What is that?
This is funny.
So they always do gamer types, and they have different articles. Dorkly recently did one about your most infuriating games to play with. So I did the list, and I was like, okay, so Emilio's obviously number one, the run and gun, who... You know, he's like, why are you
oddly like me too? Yeah.
Why are you sneaking when you can just run and, oh, can you get me up? You know, like, that's you.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm like clearly the backseat driver. So I was just curious. They do all these gamer types and they have all these different ones, but playing co-op, how do you guys see each other? Like, we all played, like, Bobby's probably the nitpicker or the guesser or the know-it-all who knows what he's doing and trying to get everybody else to do it.
The arrogant menace, if you will.
The arrogant menace. You're obviously the running... Well, Cheese the running gun, too, but I'm probably the backseat driver trying to, like, tell people what to do.
Can I defend my running gunness?
Cheese the fuck you guys. I'm going to go eat a sandwich while you all die by zombies and or rats.
She's the scout when you don't need a scout. Defend yourself, Chico. I play the game
so I enjoy myself. Okay, guys. No, but like as the running gun, I feel like a lot of the people I grew up with multiplayer are also running guns. And when I'm playing with a running gun, my first instinct isn't to yell at him because I already know he's not going to slow down. It's to follow him and basically just like throw myself at his momentum in order to kind of maintain. Like he's kind of like the leader, and you kind of have to match his chaos. Mm. You know how people are like, oh, yeah, I like her.
So the follower, is that what you would?
Yeah, but you got to learn when you're not with a running gun, you then become the running gun.
Yeah, I know.
So
I feel like if we were like in a Jeep and I was the gunner and she was driving, at some point I'd turn around and there'd just be a brick on the gas pedal.
Don't put me in the driver's seat. I will tell you that
a
now.
A note that says ciao, out to lunch.
Yeah.
Okay. Bobby, who do you say to yourself? He said, everybody say who you are. And then he told us who we all are.
Well, I don't know who I am, but there's one that doesn't show up on this list, and I don't have some funny name to describe it, but there is a type of gamer that I find myself playing with occasionally, and it tends to be younger people, and these are people who are just amazed and bewildered by things like, how did I die? Oh my God, I totally pressed that button. I'm like, no, you didn't, dude. That's how the video game works. Figure
Chad
it out.
Still says that.
It's just like, I don't know.
Lag.
It happens mostly
I swear it was lag.
Not even lag. It's just like they ceased to realize what could have transpired that caused them to expire. It's like what like obviously there's a reason. You need to figure it out. That's what video games are all about.
No, it was a glitch, dude. It was a glitch.
It's not even that they're blaming on a glitch. It's like they just ceased to. It's like I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. But I will say I'll give a quick shout out to Beirut here. After playing with him a few times and we checked out a few of that For Honor beta, I noticed he's the type of guy that really tries to figure out the mechanics of a game and figure out the ins and outs of it. And if you're playing really complex games, that's what you need to do. But I don't know. Some people are just like, I'm just going to hit buttons, and if I die, well, I don't know. You know,
it's Beirut's
like,
good. He always plays support, and he always tries to figure out what's going on. By the way,
the
quadruple shout out on one of the podcasts. That's pretty good. Keep it up, Beirut.
Yeah.
Good work out
there.
Keep
doing it. Keep doing your thing.
I give you a proverbial slap on the ass.
Bobby gets hard. Do we have more to talk about, Bobby?
Bobby gets hard.
Where?
Boom!
Boom, nailed it.
Nailed it. Oh, God, people are so confused by that, I feel. Yeah, we'll talk a little hardware here. First of all, the Mayo sent a link in Discord to a magazine. Looks like an online magazine that he typically uses to read about hardware. We were talking about that earlier. I recommended Tom's Hardware PC Perspective. The website that he mentioned is computerpoweruser.com. I'm not familiar with this site, but I look forward to checking it out. One more site I did want to plug is Frosty Tech. I think frostytech.com. I use that anytime I'm purchasing a CPU cooler, which it's been years since I've done that, but they've got great benchmarks when it comes to cooling. But yeah, anyway, those are some plugs there.
Computer Power User, acronym CPU. Pretty, yep. Pretty clever.
Yep, it is.
Also, we had someone post in the Steam group. You know, most stuff is posted in Discord these days, but people are still using the Steam group. Someone named Warco, not familiar with this gentleman, but...
He's on Discord now.
Oh, he is.
I was talking to him last night.
Awesome. Welcome, Warco.
He was posting a link to a device that could be used for mobile Steam gaming. And after checking this out, I'll bring up the screenshots. It looks like a very, very small computer. Back in the day, there were these things called netbooks that were a bit of a fad maybe 6 or 7 years ago.
I bought them.
Yeah, they kind of came and went, and they weren't all that great. And like this piece of hardware right here, it uses the Atom processor, which I have a very bad perception of that. Anytime I see like an Atom processor, I'm just like, oh God, no. But I don't know. Maybe they've come a long way. This does have pretty good reviews.
It almost looks like a flip phone with a QWERTY board.
Yeah, it does.
Itty bitty.
It looks like a Leapfrog, those things for kids, those laptops for kids. But Bobby, Geekbuying, is that a legit site?
I've never heard of it, but it looks legit.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, I mean, the cool thing about this device, it's going for about $300. It's a full-blown computer. And the NVIDIA Shield looks similar, but that is an Android operating system. You can play some games on it, I believe, but it's mainly used to do, like, that Steam library sharing, but NVIDIA's version of it. So
can somebody find out what the resolution is on the screen?
Of the screen?
Yeah.
Oh, it should be up here. They had pretty detailed specs.
Sorry.
Yeah.
If this thing is real, I don't know why this website looks fucking fake to me, but I would think about getting one of these for
It's got
trips.
A touch screen, too, and 1280 by 720 is
1280 by 720.
What the resolution
is. The only thing about...
That's not a standard resolution, though, right?
720p.
Oh, is that 720? Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Hence the 720.
Yeah, you can play Binding of Isaac on it.
Yeah.
The only thing that I would be wary of is a lot of times devices like this, if you have in a computer, if your RAM goes bad, you can swap that RAM out pretty easily. In something like this, sometimes it's not as easy to swap out parts like memory or hard drives, almost never processors. Everything's so proprietary, and sometimes it's soldered onto the motherboard.
But for $339, I mean, most of those components you're talking about,
it's
around
$100
anyway.
Bucks.
Yeah. To be honest,
we're talking at it's a discount that's going on right now, so it might be $500.
The reason why I like netbooks is because, and not quite tablets, is because netbooks offer a little bit more, like, you know, this feels like a laptop, but it's small enough and compact where I could pull it out like a normal notebook. Or and at work, especially when it's slower, I wish I could have like my netbook out, but it's too big. It's still too bulky. This is great because it's one step up from having a cell phone if you want to do something with a computer.
Yeah. And let's not forget, it's Steam games.
Yeah. And full-blown Steam games. I am very interested in this, especially since...
All right. I guess we're, you know, it's somebody's got to buy it, right? G? You're buying it, right?
Oh, so we'll have your full review next week when G buys it.
Yeah. G, let us know. Thanks for biting the bullet on that one, G.
Right? We'll see. I'll look into it more.
Okay.
I bet you there's different versions of that out there, too.
Oh, the one thing I would be
Can I watch
about?
Twitch streams on that? I would be more interested in that. Yeah.
One of the things I would be worried about is how long the battery life is. That, you know, doing a computer,
especially
in your
when
hand,
gaming.
Yeah, it might only have a battery life of like an hour, and then, you know, is that valid? Is that worth it?
All right, well, the last thing I wanted to bring up was the Ryzen processors. Those are out and benchmarked, and they're looking pretty good, but the summary of all that is, last week I brought that up and I was like, it looks like AMD actually has a processor that can compete with Intel. And that's true to a certain extent. It's kind of what we all expected. It doesn't outperform Intel in single-thread processing. So for a gamer, doesn't mean much. You're still going to end up going with Intel. But for multi-threading, any sort of productivity, video editing, it is a lot of performance and at a much cheaper price. $500 for their top of the line there compared to like the Intel 7700K. I don't even know what those are going for right now, but you're going to save a lot of money if you're just buying one of these. I'm interested to see if this starts popping up in what are those companies that make gaming computers?
Like Falcon Northwest.
Yeah, Falcon Northwest
Power,
is a good one.
But Alienware.
iBuyPower.
iBuyPower. And then they're like the big one is
Alien.
Alienware. God, no, there's one other one. It's like Cyber something.
Cyber Power.
Cyber Power. Yeah, I'm interested to see if it starts popping up in a lot of those machines. I mean, these will be good for gaming, but I don't know. If I were to do a brand new build, I still don't know if I would jump on the AMD train here.
Isn't it weird? I mean, AMD is a gaming company, right? I mean,
In the day, like if you wanted to build a gaming computer, you got an AMD processor. They actually built their company just marketing completely towards gamers. And it's kind of weird that they originally started marketing Ryzen towards
gamers.
Like, hey, this is going to be the thing you want to get for your gaming computer. And now it's like, I think based on their benchmark, they kind of started skewing more towards the productivity side. But either way, this is good news because it's going to make the market more competitive, and that means lower prices, and it forces Intel to kind of be more on their game and, you know, produce something bigger and better. They've been lazy for like the last 5 years. They've had no competition and no reason to really push themselves, and that's why they've gotten rid of – they used to do the tick-tock cycle. So they would come out with a new architecture, and then the next – and that was the tick. And then the tock was next year they would come out with the – it's the same architecture, but
improved.
Improved, you know, run on a smaller die, runs with less power. And and they did that forever and ever, and then they stopped doing that recently, just abandoned that whole
model
for releasing them. So I don't know. The good news is that this will make the future look a little bit brighter and more competitive, but I still feel like maybe I'm just getting old and I'm just like, the shit I got works. You know, it runs hot, so I'm fine. But I kind of feel like we've just been at such a stalemate when it comes to hardware and games. Like, there hasn't been any big breakthroughs. You go back, like, into the 90s. I mean, you remember that shit. It's like you got your Voodoo FX, whatever, video card. And, like, a year later, it's like, holy shit, graphics are now like this. Like,
yeah.
It was just insane.
I've never been prouder than my Voodoo 3 when I got it. I was fucking so stoked because it was the top of the line at the time.
The Voodoo Extreme.
What's mobile stream gaming?
We already talked about that.
Okay.
That was the
difference. I do have one more hardware-related question, Bobby. So my computer is chugging even when I'm doing, like, YouTube and stuff. So I'm just trying to do some diagnostic on it. Hmm. But one of the things I do know is that I only have 8 gigs of RAM. Is 8 gigs no longer valid anymore? Should I be at 16 or?
I mean, yeah, 16 is the new norm, but okay. 8 gigs is not bad by any means. I mean, you don't need 8 gigs to run a YouTube video, obviously. Okay.
Hey, do you ever think maybe that it's because you went with the small form factor?
It cracks me up that you guys think that the computer case is the problem here.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the case. It's that he has to buy all these, not all these, but the components are specific. I don't know. It just seems
unless
like
it's a
forced
cooling issue, that's the only reason it would be the case. But I would test your hard drive. A program I really like to use is called HD Sentinel. All it does is read the smart flags and give you an idea of what condition your hard drive is in. If you have an SSD, a lot of times companies will have their own version of that. Like, I use the Intel SSD toolbox, and that'll scan my hard drive, tell me what the condition of it,
okay,
of it
well,
is.
Chad, let's talk after this because
have you looked at your heat, Chad?
Yeah, my heat's fine.
Okay.
It's definitely something going on my hard drive because I have gotten a couple of blue screen crashes, and it's I've looked it up, and it's related to the Atheron network adapter that is a Qualcomm thing.
The
so
Atheron.
My vote is wipe the hard drive.
I might have to. I don't want to. I might have to.
Time to get rid of that IDG drive.
No, this is a solid state.
Are you sure it's not a SCSI?
500 gig solid state.
I'm showing off here, dropping my...
Yeah. All right, so that, yeah, that was it.
All right, let's wrap this bitch up. One thing in the news, I did call this. Bolivia is pissed with Ghost Recon Wildlands just because of the way they were portrayed as...
It is kind of interesting that a lot of games make up countries and
yeah.
because they don't want this to happen.
Or if they do pick a country like Far Cry 4, they just do such in-depth research that they make sure they portray
it. Wait, that's a fake place, though. Kirat is fake, right?
Oh, yeah, but it's based on the
Himalayas. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they could have called this Brolivia.
Yeah,
Brolivia. And been fine. And they're still fine, by the way, because... So first of all, France isn't going to do anything about this game developer.
Did you actually tell what the actual news article was? I might have cut you off there. Sorry.
Bolivia is... complained formally to France and because the game developer, I forget where they're called, Bohemian Interactive or something?
I forget.
Is based in France. And it's a real weird way. Like, first of all, they should approach the company itself. But anyway, what's France going to do? The game makers did reply, and they're like, it's a work of fiction. Like, we can... Like let's say he's like, just like any book or movie or anything like that. So... I feel like you have artist rights, right?
Or whatever that's called. Nuclear warhead just ready to hit, press at the button.
They'll probably just have a screen at the beginning that says, this is a work of fiction. People, places, and things.
I think we got the fix right here. You just put the R right there, and we're good.
Yeah, bro, Olivia, exactly.
All right, we all good? Are we going to stream some Black fucking Wake tonight?
Yeah, so what's everyone else playing this coming week besides Black Wake?
I want to get Factorio. I really want to play that co-op with you guys.
What was the other one that was coming out today or this week? It wasn't Tides of Numenera.
Near.
That doesn't come out for another couple of weeks, right?
Tides of Numenera, whatever.
That one I'm interested in, but not full price. I can't do a full price, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, just an update on Valhalla Cyberpunk Bartender Action. I've still been playing that game. It is long, and I got to admit, my interest is starting to wane just a little bit with it. I'm still going to try to get through it, but I looked up, and it said there's 19 days, and I'm on like 8. So
fuck that.
Are you serious? Ready to go. Yeah, it's longer than I thought. Damn. Unless some of the days go by quick.
Well, when you're doing just text, I mean, you could fucking, you could just pour it on, right?
Yeah.
Once you have the structure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be...
What do you got? You haven't been gaming, so...
Yeah, I know. I definitely will jump back into Mass Effect 3. I want to beat that before Andromeda. Just really hyping up for Andromeda this month. And then on top of that, Black Wave. As Bobby sold me on it, for sure.
What is the name again?
Black Wake.
Black Wake.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Buy that shit.
And so, Oriza, too. Wait, got to check her out.
She has 12 games... to do. How are we looking?
I think
that?
Mass Effect 3 is one of them. So okay. I'm working on it.
She's actually you get knocked out two, right? Well, once you finish Mass Effect 3, that'll be two of them, right?
Yeah, and then I and of course Overwatch is still on there. Hopefully, getting past 3,000, so in a diamond, eventually. I'll be playing Overwatch for sure too.
Okay,
cool. So speaking for Arrogant Bastard.
No, what was it? Arrogant
Wacko Wizard.
Arrogant Madness.
Arrogant Madness.
Wacko Wizard.
Wacko Wizard and
something. Knight.
Insane Knight.
Insane Knight
and the Shrieking Wanderer.
Shrieking Wanderer. Titties.